Nicely with Martin Besser.
I said a little while ago, after she started her tour as well, and I think it was the same with Katy Perry at the time, I felt people were very harsh and very critical of their shows on social media. And I still said at the time, it feels to me, Madonna was the other one. It feels to me like people are a lot more critical and a lot harsher on women artists.
Oh, yeah.
Until, of course, Justin Timberlake went on tour. And then I realized, no, it's a thing where people are confused. They're supposed to go to a show that and want to be there and enjoy it, and they got confused, and they think of themselves now, every single person in the audience is now an influencer or a critique or a reviewer of some kind.
Because there's a platform.
Which is not the case. It feels like a lot of them were forced.
I was going to say, no one's forced these people to go to these concerts.
But it seems like
they are there and then they complain.
They literally, but Justin was not singing there and it's not doing there. Like, are you like this at home as well? Can you relax at some point? Is there something I can give you or do for you that can just make you just chill into it maybe and let him have, he doesn't dance right and he doesn't sing enough and oh my word. And but then also, it's not just reasonable feedback, it's always a disaster.
Oh, you're complete.
And then the headline must always be, you know, Justin Timberlake needs to be stoned in the town square because his concert in Prague was a disaster. No, it wasn't. It really wasn't. There were thousands of people there that had a good time. You're just confused in life.
Yeah.
Anyway, how is she kind?
Can you relate to anything I just said?
Oh, my goodness, definitely. Someone said to me yesterday, they're like, why can't you look like this always?
Oh, wow.
On DM.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Direct message. But thank you for standing up for Katy Perry. I've been feeling the same way. I'm like, and I love her. I'm like, why is everyone on my girl's case?
Katy Perry, Jennifer Lopez, Justin Timberlake, Madonna. I'm like, you know what? I know I'm not a big Katy Perry fan, so I'm never going to. And if I do go to a concert, it will be from the perspective of the other Katy Perry fans.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to be there for the band.
I hear you.
I'm not going to go there and then afterwards go, I know what I'm in for.
Why did you go?
How do these people end up at these concerts? Are they being coerced or forced into it?
It was the messy interchanges. They were going to go to another concert.
It's like the
Katy
Bermuda
Perry,
Triangle.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to go to Beyonce and I ended up with Justin Timberlake. Oh my gosh, it's a disaster. Yeah, I know. It'd be a shame. A lot of harsh critics out there and a lot of people that confuse Chicago.
I know.
You should. You just DM back like, I'm sorry. Are you my makeup artist or my designer? No, you're not. So it's fine. Why, God, you always look like that. You look tired.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst. That's heartbreaking.
I am.
I'm exhausted.
I'm tired of this.
Anyway, listen, you look fantastic. The soundcheck sounds fantastic.
Yay.
And this concert you're putting on. Looks amazing.
It's gonna be unreal, love. Unreal. It's gonna be unreal.
Rose Fest.
Rose Fest. It's our third time throwing a big festival. We did it in 2019. We did Joburg, Nasrec, and then we did Durban a month later, which is usually insane. But I don't know. We were young and ambitious. I would never do that now. As a grown woman, I would never put myself through that now. But I'm really excited. I think the Walter Sisulu Gardens is like, it's got a really special energy. I've never performed there before.
Really?
I know.
Oh, my soul.
I've performed at every botanical gardens besides Walter Sisulu. So I'm actually really excited to experience that. So
it's a beautiful, beautiful spot.
Let
me tell you something. I did it for the first time about a year or two ago. And when you stand on that stage, it's got a different feeling to a lot of them. You feel more. For some reason, I think the stage is a bit lower and you've got
the view.
Yes, 100%.
It's going to be beautiful. So, Rose Fest, and of course, it is in Women's Month.
Yes.
And it's a celebration of women artists, but obviously open to everybody.
Yes,
massive lineup, but other things to do and to see as well?
Other things to do and to see, sip and paint. Like, are you insane?
What does that mean? What? Sip and paint.
We have like a really beautiful little sip and paint setup. Oh. We have like a hidden garden where you can go and experience. We have created like a lot of random little pockets in. I think the people at Walter Sisulu are going to be like, what is this? What have you done to our place? But we're really like reinventing the space, even the stage, you know, the stage that you know, we're kind of building around it and over it and up it. And
nice.
So we're really just trying to do something different in that garden. I think with Rose Fest being really just about the roses and about women and just their beauty and their contribution to our garden that we live in, we wanted the space to also come alive. So we're doing it a little different.
I like it.
Yeah.
This sounds more and more like something that you are going to take in the whole day.
Oh, yes.
100%.
Don't forget to paint, though, as well. Hey?
And eat. Don't forget to eat, too. Lots of foodies.
Oh, nice.
I'm there for the sipping.
Never mind, yes.
So your first album was Rose Gold.
It was.
So what is it about roses?
So I think the festival name was kind of inspired by the album. And I just, it was a year after the album, and I felt like, you know, all the men in our industry have these wonderful properties. There's the super mega show, there's Fill Up the Dome, there's Iverson Tour, and I wanted to do something as well that was female owned. And I thought, instead of naming it after me and really centering it around myself, I kind of wanted it to be about women. So I thought, okay, Rose Gold kind of is me, and roses are all of us as women. Men are the thorns. I'm joking. Love men. We need them.
Okay.
We love you. We need you. I'm tired of people saying, oh, men, welcome. You guys are more than welcome. But essentially, yeah, the name derived from the album. Yeah.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.